yesterday as I was here coming off a weekend of depravity for myself, where I really accomplished nothing but recovered to the point where I could come to work on Monday morning. It did, unfortunately for me, disappoint me greatly because I did not have a chance to participate in rooting on my son and his hockey team playing in the district championships that were going on. The District 5 championships for all the different age levels are being hosted by the Bay County Civic Arena this week. Mm. Now, I actually made it out Friday night, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah. We had games Friday and Saturday, and then deciding to whoever advanced to the championship had to play on Sunday. Somehow I actually made it to the game on Friday. You know, I talked about how Friday it hit me.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
yeah.
It hit me after the game. But I made it there. Charlie's team, a house team from the Saginaw Bay Ice Arena, the Greater Saginaw Amateur Hockey Association. There are two Bantam teams. He plays on Bantam 1, the Storm Masters team. And we had a game against Flint. Charlie's team has two goaltenders. He actually played Friday night. And the team did well, played very well. In fact, we shut out Flint 6-0, so it's a good start.
I guess.
Yeah. And, hey, rah, rah, rah. See you tomorrow, everybody. Everyone have a good time. Looking forward to game two. And then I got home Friday night and died. But the hockey had to go on. And go on it did. And so, thankfully, my wife took Charlie to the game on Saturday, where we had a game against the host team, Bay County. And it was an important game. If we win the game, we go to the championship. If we lose the game, we don't. So, of course, we tie.
Oh.
Now
what happens then?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, this is when it gets into tiebreakers and such. And let's just say it came down to what I hate. And I faced this in baseball, too. Goal differential. This is why when you're playing hockey games, even when you're up by a large margin, even though I think they cap the goal differential for each game, I think you can only get six. Meaning if you beat a team 10-0, you'd only get credit for a six goal differential, I think.
But you want to try to get those six.
Yeah,
no matter
what. exactly. Mm-hmm. And because we had won against Flint so handily, and Bay County had won its first game before the tie game that we both played, I think they only had a two goal victory. We won the goal differential.
Oh.
So we got to participate in the championship game on Sunday. Again, Sunday, I'm in no position, unfortunately, to attend. And I'm just, at this point, pulling my hair out. It's like, you know, where would I want to be? At home? Recovering from being sick? Or do I want to be in a hockey rink watching a District 5 championship game with the team playing?
Obviously, that's where you would want to be.
Yeah. But
you were laid low.
Yeah.
I did not want to become Calamity Charlie.
Right.
And infect the team.
That's good.
I thought I'd wait until Monday and come to work and infect you guys. So I stayed away. It was a high noon contest, and we had to play Gladwin.
Oh, okay.
Team is very tough, by the way. I think we played them three times earlier this year. The first two times we lost very tough games. The last time we played them, I think it was a tie game, which we almost thought was like a victory because we tied them. Mm-hmm. And so my wife is sending me texts as I'm, again, at home.
Yes.
Kind of in and out of sleepy tiredness. And no sooner does the time of the game start than I get this text. Well, what's going on? Apparently, Gladwin scores like 30 seconds into the game.
Oh, no.
Oh boy, this is not a good start.
Yeah.
Moments later, another text. We tied the game. Oh, okay. Another text. We just took the lead 2-1. Hey, this sounds good. Then another series of texts. Boom. Here, I'm almost losing track now of what time it is because these texts are just kind of coming in, and I'm, you know, in and out of consciousness. And at some point, Gladwin's up 4-2. Oh, that's not good.
That's not good.
Then I get a couple more texts that are coming in, and suddenly, apparently, we've tied the game.
No, really? Wow. Okay.
It's 4-4.
Came back.
Yeah. And then we took the lead, 5-4. Now, at this point, my wife is doing the best job that she can, but I'm reading through these texts, and I have no perspective exactly. I know what the score is, but I'm not quite sure where we are in the game.
Yeah, right.
First period, second period, third period? How much time is left? I need to know. Now I'm thinking, do I jump in the truck and drive as fast as I can to catch the final moments? No, smarter head prevailed. I do not do that, of course. But then I realized how deep into the game it was, because another text came through, and we scored again. An empty net goal.
That's always a good sign.
That's a very good sign.
Yep. Yes.
And lo and behold, if the Saginaw Stormmasters team didn't win the District 5 championship, beating Gladwin 6-4.
Congratulations.
Are you kidding me? And congratulations. I said Charlie played Friday. His goaltending mate, Nate, played both Saturday and Sunday. But it's an incredible team of young kids. And you know the kids' sizes. We're talking, 13, 14-year-old kids. And the size differentials can be so great.
Mm-hmm.
We happen to be one of the smaller teams. But, boy, we're scrappy and gritty.
We're fast, apparently.
We're fast. We move the puck well. Mm-hmm. We do have troubles against some teams that have bigger players because, we frankly, get muscled around a little bit. And, you know, their one stride is like 2 and 3 of some of our kids' strides. But we move the puck well. Again, and we're passing well, and we're on a game. We can contend with anybody. And it was pretty special to know that the team won a district championship. Which reminds me, if you remember last year, I went through this, Charlie's first year in hockey, and his Bantam team won a district championship last year, and we went to play in the state playoffs, which we didn't win. So, yeah, now we have a date in the state playoffs.
And where do you have to go?
Well, let me put it this way. This will mean nothing, I'm sure, to any member of our young team, because they'll have no clue. But for a little musical historical salute to where we are headed, the weekend of March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
K.
K.
A.
A.
L-A-M-A-Z-O.
What a gal.
We're going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo.
So that's where you're going.
Weekend in Kalamazoo.
They're 13 and 14, they're not going to see a gal, they're going to see a hockey tournament there. Yeah. Kalamazoo is where we're headed for a state tournament. So I better check that weekend to make sure that I have a chance to be off that weekend. We'll have to consult that. But yeah, I missed it because I was ill.
Yeah. Well, that was a tough one to miss.
But again, for the safety of the team and making sure that they were able to continue to play hockey, being as healthy as possible, I'm glad I stayed away.
Maybe somebody took some video they can share with you.
Well, I know that I'm sure I'll hear it from other parents, and I'll know the fond memories that are in my mind of what took place on the ice there in Bay County over the weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'll give a quick shout-out for the guys on the team, to Nate, to Austin with an I, to Brady, to Joey, to Peter, to Owen, to Luke, to Charlie, to William, to Dirk, to Levi, to Rocco, to Carson, to Andrew, to Austin with a Y, to Cameron, to Gavin, to Jonathan, known as JT, to the assistant coaches Kenny and Gene, and to head coach Jamie. Good job, boys, and I'll try and be there next time.